go. Let's go. Let's get ready. Let's go.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning.
In fact, it was a little bit frightening. Man, come on in, y'all. Mm-hmm. Funky Chinatown. Chopping them down. We're gonna let it rock. We're gonna let it rock. We're gonna let it rock, you guys. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Listen, let me tell you guys something. I've heard this song before. I've heard it before. And I will say the brilliantness, the geniusness in Martin Lawrence. I never knew that Carl Douglas was a spinoff of the playoff of the kung fu master artist in Martin series. When you see where Carl Douglas looks like in this video, it's the same character that Martin played in his TV series. I need to find out what's the name of the Kung Fu Master. I should know it. Martin Lawrence played. Oh my goodness. That's hilarious, man. Dragonfly Jones. Look at Carl Douglas from back in the day, and then look at Martin Lawrence as Dragonfly Jones and tell me that the power within Dragonfly Jones didn't embody Carl Douglas and everybody was kung fu fighting. That is classic. That is comical. Thank you guys for joining me. I am your host, Darshawn McAway. I greatly appreciate you guys for being here. Today is a fantastic Sunday. It is 2/17 of 2024. Today is my godson's birthday. So happy birthday to you, young man, doing some fantastic and amazing things in his life. Getting ready to go off into college coming up this new season coming up, but he's currently still in high school. So happy birthday, Travis Hines. Happy birthday, young fella, and much continued success and accomplished success to you. Speaking about success, and we're talking about kung fu, congratulations to my daughter. She's still in Taekwondo. She's learning how to do weapons training, and she's learning how to keep the discipline and the happiness within her life. Big shout out to my wife and everybody in my family for having a steadfast mind, patience, and peace, and working on their health. Congratulations to everybody. This is a positive and uplifting podcast. I do have a podcast planned for tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to do a pre-recording or I'm going to go live. I have to print out my outline and see how I do, but for the most part, what we're going to talk about today, and it kind of deals with a little bit of kung fu, but not the kung fu the way you think. What we're talking about is the kung fu and the discipline and staying together within relationships, in any type of relationship, whether it's a friendship, coworkers, anything, so on and so forth, your marriage, etc. The title of my my stream for pretty much tomorrow is marriage only works one way. Marriage only works one way. And that one way is God's way. And the reason I say that is because marriage only works one way is because in the Bible, I believe it's Genesis chapter 2, verse 22 or 24, it states that the son, right, which will be me, I am to cleave, right? Cleave, if you can see this, I am to cleave to my wife and I am to leave my mother and father. Once I cleave to my wife, we become what? One. So marriage only works what? One way. And it's only in God's way. I was listening to a stream, and maybe I'll tag him in this. Definitely got to tag him for tomorrow. I was listening to a stream by a YouTuber that goes by the name of Corey Love. And he was talking about, should a woman's life financially be elevated when a man comes into it? And the no-brainer is it should be elevated because the two are one and elevation goes up together, right? What happens a lot of times with these particular scenarios is that we're so decisive and divided in relationships that we come down to, well, you do this, I do this. And instead of us coming together as one in this new age, what we're doing is we're coming up with our own one idea with each other instead of talking and coming to a one full agreement. And in this process, I started realizing that a lot of people truly and sincerely don't understand that, let's say your marriage goes astray, the court system will make you to think as one, or they will ex-nay one of the other. So instead of you going to the depths of not making it in your relationship, you guys can actually sit down and become one and actually make it happen. So 1 second here, guys. I don't know what happened here, but something happened wrong. So so as I was thinking about this and I was putting together my outline, and I start thinking, I say, you know what? Let me reference the Bible when it comes to this. This is probably my second or third time doing this. I'm not too for sure how you guys are going to receive it, but I hope that you do get a chance to receive it. And what I want you guys to learn from this particular situation is that these decisions that we make, right? We're making these decisions on our own. The Bible, and somebody put this acronym together that's very simplistic, and when you think about it in its entirety, the Bible could be an acronym for basic instructions before leaving Earth. There is nothing in the Bible, and listen to me very clearly, there is nothing in the Bible that one person who hasn't been a scholar of education or a scholastic of education, that they cannot understand what the Bible reads. It simply states a lot of different things. It doesn't have complex words from out the dictionary. Now, there are some names in the Bible that are kind of somewhat complex. But as far as reading and interpreting the Bible, and it clearly states to follow these commandments and that this is what you should do towards your children, and this is how you should treat your neighbor, and this is how you should treat your marriage, for some strange and totally odd reason, no one has listened to those instructions. And I'm generalizing, but a lot of people don't listen to the instructions throughout the Bible because why? It doesn't suit them. I was speaking to a young lady the other day. They're going to a church. It's not their church. Their church has certain rules and foundations that they're basing it out of the Bible. They want your appearance to be a certain type of way. They don't want you to have tattoos and piercings. That's the church. That's the rule. The Bible clearly states that we should follow and obey the laws of the land. If it's not your land, it's not your law. If it's somebody else's home, it's not your rules. If it's somebody else's car, it's not your car. We, as people, we make life hard for ourselves. I've said this to you guys for about 2-3 years now. Life in itself isn't hard. It's people in life that can make it hard for you. Now, when I say that, you can take that with a grain of salt, because one, what a lot of people say, well, what about the people that's getting beat up and, you know, SA is happening to them and they have health issues and cancer and all this other type of stuff. Okay. Yeah. Your life could be hard because you're trying to get it together. But I want to ask you this. I want to ask you this. And this is going to come with a lot of criticism. I want to ask you this. You got to understand that when children are born in certain type of illnesses, it still is a reflection. It still is a reflection of the parents and what they did in their past. Amen. When you develop something, it's always a history behind it. It doesn't just happen. See, babies are born and it happens. But to you as an adult, if you never had it, it doesn't just happen without warning. We don't pay attention to the warning signs. If your relationship is going towards a breakup, if your marriage is going towards the divorce, there was warning signs before the paperwork was signed. There was warning signs before things started to actually happen. Why? Why were there warning signs? Because the two of you in your relationship and or your marriage, you didn't cleave as one. And a lot of what we're doing is we're actually out of order on a lot of different things. I'm of the like mind now, and I talk about it in my books right in front of you. Facebook, y'all know me by now. Facebook is my fan base for all my books. What I talk about in my books is the sheer fact that we are out of order. We are completely out of order. You guys are dating with the expectations that people are going to pay your bills. Men are dating with the expectations that if I dated her and I spent X amount of money, she owes me her entire body. I get the logic on both sides. I understand the logic on both sides. However, that's not the truth. Fellas, if you're going out on a date with a young lady and you want to have sexual relations, well, I will tell you what, it's a very tight conversation to have, but you probably need to bring it up so you won't get your feelings hurt or do something silly and say, hey, this is what it is. Now, ladies, it's an uncomfortable conversation. I've had them before, and I've been put in my place, and I put somebody else in their place. But if you don't communicate and talk about it, no one knows the expectations from the other person. You just simply don't know. And it amazes me in today's time, and I hope you guys can hear me well. It amazes me in today's time, the entitlement and the expectations that people have upon each other when it comes to finances and sexual relationships. You see, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to slow down the process of people getting into relationships that they technically didn't sign up for. See, just because I go out with you and I'm dating you and we hanging out, and I paid your food one time, it doesn't mean that I am supposed to, as a man who's talking to you, not married to you, but as a man who's talking to you and kicking it with you, having had sexual relationships with you, it does not mean that you are entitled to the income that I make for myself to pay my own bills and yours. So men and women, what we have to understand is, the woman who's entitled for the bills to be paid for her is a wife. It's not a girlfriend. It's not a fiance. It is a wife. You take care of your wife. When you go to court and you stand in front of a judge, the judges are concerned about real, certified, on-paper relationships. Just like whosever name is on the birth certificate as a mother and a father, that's who they focus on. We need to pin something to a person to make you be held accountable for the financial well-being and health being of a person. That person is typically a wife. No one takes a boyfriend or a girlfriend serious. There has never been a time in history where the two have been taken serious. And you guys know this. What's ultimately taken serious? A wife. what's ultimately taken serious? A husband. And when the courts, when I say courts, I'm speaking of judges. What judges are looking for is they're looking for two things. They're looking for which one of you parents is going to rag on the other one, and which one of you parents is the best interest of the child or the children. If you want to learn, here go the books right here. Girlfriend versus wife duties, double standards, and the husband versus boyfriend duties. They're out right now. But instead, everybody decides to practice a different type of kung fu. The kung fu to fight against each other instead of the kung fu to unite with each other. See, my daughter's in Taekwondo. And when we first put her in Taekwondo, we put her in because we noticed that she was having some anger issues. And as a father, when I saw that in her, and her mother saw it too, but I saw it first. When I seen her act out of character, I had to go over to my daughter and say, hey, come here. And I had to grab her by her hands. Hey, you got to learn how to control that. I dislike to use this word, but I had to tell her, you can't act that way. Now listen, I want you to feel what you feel. That's real. Your anger, your frustration, the annoyance. Right now, you upset with mommy and daddy. You feel all of that. Feel it all. But I'm talking about the anger in which you displayed, the outburst in which you displayed. You got to learn how to control that. You have to learn how to control that, or you're going to do something silly out here. So as I'm holding her hand and I'm calming her down, I'm telling her it's okay to feel that way, but you have to learn how to control it and get it under control. So we put her in Taekwondo. And what you'll learn about Kung Fu or the mixed martial arts or any type of fighting style, what you're going to learn as I'm a professional fighter, practicer and everything like that, you're going to learn discipline. You're going to learn how to not act out that way. You're going to learn how to control yourself because you have been trained how to deal with weapons and how to kick, how to punch. But when you see somebody come and try to test you, you know, you can just see it in the other person. This person doesn't know what I know. So I'm going to diffuse this before it gets too far out of control. You see, my mother put me and my sister in karate class. She put us in there for two reasons. One, we needed something to do. And two, I had somewhat of a outburst issue. My point of view on life was just a little skewed. I was upset. I was upset as a young man because things wasn't going the way I wanted them to. I wanted everybody to say yes to me. Say yes to me. Because look at where I'm at now. This is what I'm trying to do now. Have my own microphone, my own books, my own business. Here go the idea. Somebody say yes to me. Why is everybody saying no? Why is everybody telling me I got to put in my dues? I understand it now, but then I go, somebody say yes to me. So in that, we decided to put her in Taekwondo. And I must say, in the past, roughly a past year, it was going on a year, coming up on a year, she has a lot more to learn. She's going through a very difficult time in managing her emotions. And as a parent, or parents, we need to be there for the best interest of her mentality. You see, what a start to happen is this, guys. These relationships that you guys continue to be in, and your children are separated from you, and you're going through a breakup or you're going through a divorce. I've said this in the book here, Husband versus Boyfriend Duties. I've said this in this book, and it's also in Double Standards. The two parents win all day long. How do the parents win? You guys win by simply you're not together anymore. The person or persons or children, if you will, they are going to suffer and struggle if they don't see you two work it out amongst each other. Why? Because biologically, the biological mother, the biological father, biologically to the child or children, they want to see mom and dad together, point blank, period. Why? Because the Bible states, it states this in Genesis chapter 2, verse 24, 22, 24, that the man and the woman are to cleave together. They are to cleave together. They are to become one. So your child or your children, they see parents as one thing biologically. It's, they will never erase it. You have people who are in their 30s, 40s, and 50s, and their parents have been divorced for 20 years, and they still have issues with the divorce process. Why? Because the two parents, when they decided to divorce, they went into kung fu mode, and they fought against each other. And you think that you're in the best interest of the child when more so you're damaging the child. When you can say, you know what? Although we're not together, let's focus on this. The parents who actually decided to do the quote unquote co-parenting thing, those parents, those children became successful. There are stories out there where the parents decided to reconcile. They're still divorced, but to reconcile their differences and to stay in each other's lives for the benefit of the children, still in separate homes, going in two different directions, but they're doing the shared custody idea. There are states that have been, it's been proven, it has been proven by research and experiments that when two parents have shared custody, the child grows up to be a productive adult. What we're seeing now in today's time is pay my bills, do this. Why? Because the young ladies are trying to compensate for daddy issues that daddy wasn't able to do that for them. Men are having mommy issues. You need to cook, clean, do that. So everybody got this back and forth battle. So in that battle, you start to think, well, wait a minute. If I see that there is a war when parents are separated and they think that they're focusing on the well-being, I'm protecting my kid and she needs to be with mommy or he or she needs to be with daddy, you go, no. Both of y'all need to be, you need to learn how to grow up and become an adult. The same way you produce that child is the same way you have to be in the conclusion of the child. You still got to be there. And see, what my message is and my platform is logical. It's practical. These are principles from the Bible. I know a lot of people don't believe in the Bible. A lot of people don't believe in God. But I can tell you what, the people who practice and show themselves approved, God knows you by your first name. God knows you by your first name. And you can say whatever you want to say to me. I know by proof, by physical proof, by the miracle, by the manifestations that happened into my life, that my aging process has been slowed down and I have peace of mind in my personal life and in my relationships. Now you can say, well, Darshawn, you just been practicing on your own and you've been doing this and you've been taking care of yourself. Yeah. I've been cheating by praying to God and asking him to give me peace. So in that, if you take the Bible in its simplicity, because there's nothing complex about the Bible. It is absolutely positively simple instructions for you to follow in order for your life to be prosperous. Here's what a lot of people don't know about going through the court system when it comes to getting a divorce and having custody. Do you guys know that the judge goes off of simple, basic principles? One principle when it comes to children. One. Which one of you parents is in the best interest of the child? That's the only thing that they're focused on. When you go talk to an attorney and you say you want to get a divorce, guess one of the first questions that the attorney asks you is, how many children do you have? First question they ask you is, how many children? What is the attorney focused on? Best interest of the child. I've read through hundreds of divorce cases, hundreds, in order to produce this book. And you know what I found in reading those divorce cases is that there is two parents that are just ragging on each other the whole time. Only a few actually pointed out the benefit, the best interest and the benefit of the child. They were too busy trying to say what the other person did to them, hence the title of the stream, Kung Fu. They were too busy fighting against the other person to point out what they did wrong, while the person who's really being damaged and getting kicked around is the babies in the middle. This is why a lot of men decide not to put up the fight. Don't even battle with it. Don't put no money into it. You don't want me around. Okay, I'm just going to leave. I'm going to go off. And I guess if it's meant to be my child, my baby, they'll come back to me years later. And sometimes that be the case. A lot of times what happens is those children, what they hear from the other parent, because the father is typically alienated, almost like 74% of the fathers get alienated. And in that process, what they start to realize as a child is that my daddy left me, so my daddy don't love me. And then the mom doesn't help it be any better. She doesn't say, oh, no, listen, this is what happened. Your dad left me, but he still loves you. As a matter of fact, go ahead, give him a call. As a matter of fact, you want to go spend some time with your daddy? You want to stay with him for the weekend? The woman who does that, the woman who knows how to do that is a woman who grew up with her father in her life, and she knows the value of her child's heart, and she's not going to do anything to taint that. She's not going to do anything to taint that. But what you have is you have a group of people who are consistently willing to keep on kung fu fighting with each other to prove a point. And what is the point that you're trying to prove? It's a selfish point. The point most women and men are trying to prove is that I'm the better parent. That's what they're trying to prove. But I'm telling you what the court is deciding is which one of the parents has the best interest. Wait, which one of you are interested in the child? No, I get you say he did this. Okay, sir, I get you say she did that. But which one of y'all, as a matter of fact, I never heard any one of y'all refer to their baby. And see, on paper, this is why it's very important for people to read. On paper, as it is in the Bible, when you read the Bible and the context in it, the same context that a judge sees with the complaints that you did for divorce, the same thing that he reads in its simplicity is the same principles in which you read from the Bible, you make your determination. It's what they call reading in between the lines, so to speak. Which a lot of people do that, by the way. A lot of people interpret something and go, brother, that's not what that said. So in my broadcast tomorrow, we're really going to do a deep dive into this whole marriage concept and how marriage only works one way. And that when you do decide to break up with each other and you do decide to have a divorce, it does not and it should not turn into a battle. If my audio is good on Facebook, let me know. Let me know. Connection going bad, let me know. I see people popping in and out. I'm telling you right now, the reason I keep on saying this, and I'm going to stand on this, and I'm going to keep on promoting this message, a divorce does not have to be a war. It doesn't have to be a kung fu battle. What a divorce can be, it can be peaceful. It can be peaceful. If you simply don't want to be in each other's lives, have the conversation just like you did when you asked her to be your girlfriend, just like you did when you accepted that he wanted to make you his wife. You talk about it and you be an adult about it and you think about the best interests of your children. They have to grow up and be in this world and try to be productive people of society. What happens when they are not productive? They end up killing people. They hurt people. They get drunk. They drive drunk. They do different things. When they start to think that my mama and my daddy don't love me. This is not an assumption. This is what we see. We see it all the time. These are people who don't have their parents, who they feel like my mama and my daddy don't love me. And they can't shake it loose because biologically, I see my mom and my daddy together. They're not together no more. That means they don't love me. It was something that I did. And this narrative has never changed. There's not a person that I've spoken to, whether male or female, that the perception of, well, my parents wasn't together no more, and that kind of tore me apart. It happens, and it's going to continue happening if you guys don't stop to have the conversation and say, you know what? We got to let bygones be bygones. She's struggling right now, and she needs you. She's acting out of order. When you were here, it was order. And that's what we need people to focus on. It doesn't have to be a battle. This could end peacefully. And we can still be in each other's lives. We don't have to be romantically involved. I don't have to argue with you. I should still be able to call you, text you, and it shouldn't be no argument. Why? We got a baby to take care of, and she has a long way to go. She has a long way to go. And there's a lot of life she has to understand. A lot of life. And a lot of people don't understand that. We battle back and forth with each other for what reason? Is it because we don't like someone telling us what to do? This person isn't seeing it my way. They don't want to do it my way. And I want it to stop. I'm begging you guys. I'm pleading with you. This is something I don't even typically do. I want you guys to learn how to be responsible adults, because when I'm out here in the world and I'm trying to be successful and I'm trying to accomplish things, I'm dealing with people who got mommy and daddy issues and they are broken. And these are just regular people who I don't even know. And I could just tell by the conversation, you're broken. And a lot of times, you kind of want to like, hey, man, you want to go, you know, you want to go hang out and get some coffee or something like that. And kind of, you know, I could tell something's up. People have discernment. People can tell these things. They can see something's wrong. They can see it. They can feel it. It's a thing that we have as human beings. It's almost like you can read somebody's mind, but you have great intuition that something's going wrong with this person. This, you know, his message and his conversation seems off. Like, people can tell. They can even tell by pictures. People can tell when you're trying to dust yourself off and pick yourself up again. They can feel it. It's a weird phenomenon of the intuition that we have as people, when we can sense when somebody is, something's wrong with them, they're lying, but you don't know exactly what they're lying about. It's like we have that ability. We have that discernment to kind of find out, like, hey, man, something seems going on. You want to give me a shout, give me a holler? And it's, you know, the funny thing about this is why I really want to do the stream tomorrow. The amazing thing that I realize about life is this. We want to live life our own way, do it our own way, have our own type of relationships, have our own type of marriage, but yet we seek answers from other people. And then when you get the answers from the other person, when they tell you about the discipline and this is how you're going to make money and this is around the time you're going to make money and if you do this, your relationship's going to be like that, you throw it out of your mind and you go, nope, that's not how it is. And then when you go through it, you go, man, that person told me this is exactly what was going to happen. What I'm trying to tell you guys is, unfortunately, in the world in which we live in, life will show you who is really in control over your life. And as much as I would like to think that you are in control over your life, your own life experiences will show you who's in control. It'll show you. It'll prove it to you. Have a realization. Have a realization of going out here, driving in your car, and go ahead and run a stop sign without your seatbelt on. And watch you get pulled over, and they give you the biggest fine that they can give you, and the money that you think that you're entitled to, you're going to go pay that bill, or at some point, they're going to put you in jail because you didn't pay it. Life will show you who's in control of your life, and they will make you do things. Now, it's not because they're going to make you do it just to do it, but you got to pay the consequence. So here, when you go through your divorce, and the Bible clearly states that a man and a woman, the husband and wife, the man and wife, they are to cleave together as one. And if you break that covenant, life is going to show you who's in control. Why? Because you broke the covenant. You two didn't cleave as one. You let other things get in the way. I'm guilty of it. I let other things get in the way. You know, the very thing, I would show it because I keep it with me. The very thing that I was chasing after, because that's all my mind was on for a very long time, is the very thing that I'm simply disgusted by. I was chasing after money. Why? I heard as a young man, and I still hear it to this day, that you would never lose women chasing money, but you would lose money chasing women. So I started chasing the money. And as I chased the money, I started realizing that the money for me, in my experience, is bringing me more problems and harm than good. I have more than an abundance of wealth now, and I go, it don't even matter anymore. I did all this hard work, all this studying, all this, and I go, it doesn't even matter because what I really and truly want is not with me. So we're going to talk about it tomorrow. My books are out. I've been writing about relationships for a long time. I have done things completely backwards for years. I probably did everything that the Bible told me not to do. I ended up doing it. And then learned the hard way. One of the main ways, and this is like terrible experience, but it's my experience nonetheless. One of the hard ways I learned was what they would consider fornication. Fornicating before I even get married. Having some oops possibilities before I even tie the knot. Having nights of what you would consider to be one night stands and not even knowing the girl's last name. I mean, okay, yeah, everybody has done it, but when I look at my life, I go, man, if I could go back in history, woo, I would have said no to a whole bunch of people and be like, nope, because later in my life, I got to process some things and, you know, you're going to end up saying this to me and you're going to try to trick me and you're going to show me pictures that you are. And it's like, yeah, no, hard pass. But guess what? I had been warned about it before it even happened. And what did I say? The Bible tells you not to do it. So you got somebody who wrote the book to tell you not to do it. You got your parents who tell you not to do it. You got your family who tell you not to do it. And then you go do it. And they go, didn't we tell you not to do that? And you go, yeah, you thought you was going to beat it. When in fact, what it did was it beat you. So there's no way that you guys cannot do what I'm telling you to do. It's possible. If you can get along with people at work, if you can get along with people in traffic, if you can get along with people at the grocery store, why can't you get along with the person that you're being intimate with? Now, granted, let me speak clearly on this. There are some people and there are some relationships that just don't work. You could, they could look at each other sideways and just go to fist to cuffs. When it gets that deep and it's gotten that far to where there's absolute harm and abuse and everything else, there's no salvaging that. It's over with. Then I'm pretty sure you have to bring in mediation and, you know, do the legal stuff. But in that, if you can just hear me out, in that harsh battle and that kung fu battle to the depths, if you can just focus on the best interest and the benefit of your child, I can assure you that your children are going to grow up to be productive human beings and they won't have to struggle. I've spoken to a couple of homeless people, and one of the first thing a homeless person told me was they can't go talk to their mom or their dad because their mom and dad don't love them. So what's stopping them from going to talk to their parents, in which they know are alive, is the sheer fact of love. So what are kids missing? What are your children missing? They're missing love. So, you know, with that being said, fantastic. You guys are going to be in for a great show tomorrow. We have a phenomenal outline. I really hope that you guys enjoyed this particular live stream. I'm ecstatic because it's laid out. We're ready to go. I got to print it up, and we're going to be in here tomorrow, and we're probably going to do it. I'll probably do it live. You know, because I have my footnotes, I have my outline, and we're going to pull up some scripture and we're going to talk about it, man. Listen, let me tell you something. I want to say this to you guys, and I'm going to keep on saying it. You love on your children as much as you can. When you become a mother and a father, you love them unconditionally. Don't put conditions on them. Don't try to manipulate them. Love them for who they are. Because at some point when they grow up, they're just going to develop their own life. And one of the main things you're going to start to realize when you become a parent and as you become an adult, your children are not going to talk about how all the financial things that you did for them. They're just not going to do it. They're going to talk about all the times you played with them, the times that you were there to talk to them, to encourage them, help them study. I mean, think about it. How many of us as children know how much money our parents have? How many of us are really truly concerned about it? The only concern comes up is when your parents pass away and you try to figure out, okay, well, how do we structure everything? Like, how does this go? I don't know what to do. So you have to have communication. You guys got to talk to your kids, man. You got to talk to them, you know, and I hope that you do. Anyway, my name is Darshawn McAway. Thank you guys for tuning in. I greatly appreciate you. Not too for sure what happened on YouTube. I guess I got to find out how to catch you guys on Facebook and on YouTube. Like, what's the peak hours, you know? But I do know that on the replay, a lot of people do watch and respond on the replay. So big shout out to everybody who's going to catch this on the replay. I appreciate you. Definitely love you so much as far as I can love you. And I'm very thankful for you guys. I want to say this first and foremost. Let's do this. So Facebook, Husband versus Boyfriend Duties. This book is out. The double standards, which is a combination of girlfriend versus wife duties and husband versus boyfriend duties. This book is out. And of course, this book has been out since the year 2012, girlfriend versus wife duties. We just revised the new cover. So these books are out. They're out on the market. If you don't see them inside your retail stores, go talk to the cashier or the representative and say, hey, Darshawn McAway said that his book should be here. They'll look it up. They'll print it up for you, and you go from there. None of the books are pre-signed. If you guys want a signed copy, just get in contact with me. I'll probably try to sign some and see what I can do. But just buy the book, read it, learn from it, and then, you know, be a practical and a logical parent moving forward. you know, be a better spouse, if you will, or be a better co-parent, or just have better communication skills. That's what it's really about, having better communication skills. So I hope that these lessons that I'm teaching you guys, I hope it's a major benefit to your life. A part of my legacy is doing what I'm doing now, speaking positive into people's lives, putting out positive content, putting out positive books and entertaining books, putting out children's books so you can enjoy time with your children while they're little babies. That is a part of my legacy and is being fulfilled. Again, I'm your host, Darshawn McAway. Thank you so much for your time. And I think we're going to go out on Carl Douglas. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Let's see if we can get him up again and go from there. And I will see you guys on the 18th on Sunday. Maybe not the same time, but definitely the same Darshawn channel. You guys enjoy it. I'll see you guys around. Peace out.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.